The Kitchen.
Kitchenradio.com.au.
On Monday, I was in Leaderville, actually, which is a place I don't go to often, Adam. Mm. And I've now determined I should. I've got donuts up there.
It's a pretty nice place.
Like, they were delicious.
Greens & Co. There's other cafes. There's a fish and chip shop.
Yeah, the Greens & Co. sign, unfortunately, has been modified, and I can't say what it's been modified
I
to.
I thought I should mention it just for the fact that I'm trying to tell people what it's actually called, yep, as opposed to
Greens
what
and
everyone
Co.
else writes on the end of it.
It's that. It's that.
But, I mean, that's okay.
There's a donut place up there, which is really, really nice.
Yep.
You know the one that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. Funky strip up there.
Yeah.
So
also, a lot of wedding places further down the road, in case you haven't been there. Like, there's
no need for me. That's why I don't know.
Are you sure?
That's why I don't know.
Okay.
There,
maybe one day you should go down there and check it out.
I'll only go there when I actually need to.
Okay, fair enough.
Thanks for the suggestion.
No, no problems.
I was having burgers. I was having lunch up there, actually, on Monday. And I was going about my business, waiting for my food to come out.
Yeah.
And I had this three people come up, a film crew of sorts, with British accents. I don't know if they're actually from overseas or whether they just lived here. And they then asked me if I wanted to partake in, like, a film that they were doing. And I'm like, kind of cautious. I'm waiting for my lunch here, more important things.
And obviously, Matt, when he's hungry, never makes good decisions.
No, exactly. So they then asked me if I wanted to partake in a social, I'll quote them, a social experiment.
Yeah.
To which I'm like, am I in the mood for this today? No, I'd rather eat my lunch. So I politely declined. You know, I politely declined. I said, I'll pass on this one. I don't look too great, but good luck in finding somebody.
Were you wearing this shirt? Great.
I was not wearing this shirt. I was wearing a much brighter shirt than this.
Yeah, okay.
I was in no way to be on film or television. So, you know, I was left wondering what could have been. I saw them wandering about afterwards, so I don't know. I actually saw them, true story, actually entering like a lingerie shop afterwards. I don't know if that had anything to do with what they were going to be set up, in which case I dodged a bullet there.
Yeah.
But have you ever been approached, like, for anything like that? Like, for Vox Pops, I'm okay. Have you ever been approached or anything like that?
I had the odd busker try and pull me on stage. Only once has it actually happened.
Okay.
It was okay. It was pretty fun.
You're not on film, though.
No, but I was in front of some 50, 60-odd people who were watching, so that was pretty entertaining.
It's like being on all with their phones, too, I'm sure.
I do have a kind of similar way in sense that, like, I got involved in a... an approach to go on TV.
An approach to go on TV.
Yeah, let's
now,
just say...
By the way, for those playing along, he has been on TV.
I have been on TV. This was well before that, right? I maybe or maybe not camped out for the opening of a certain place in Perth City. Got my name featured in the newspaper.
Yes,
and then very, very soon after, received a message on Facebook to say, hey, we saw that you camped out at this particular store opening.
Ah.
Would you like to come on this TV show? You sent and filling this application for.
I haven't been told this story.
No, you haven't. And this is all you're going to get was for Beauty and the Geek. I'm not even kidding. And I declined it.
The Kitchen.
Kitchenradio.com.au.